Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, what is going on? Joe, Radio 690 ADV. How is everybody doing today? Podcast coming at you live. Anyway, hey, make sure that you, if you're listening to this, hit the subscribe. Make sure that you get those updates whenever we release our podcast, so that way you can listen to them and you can make sure that you are part of the Radio 690 ADV. And you can listen to all of our podcasts. Don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our YouTube channel is youtube.com/690ADV. And we have hundreds of videos from self-help to reviews to motorcycles that we've ridden and all sorts of stuff. And you can always hit me up on 690ADV@gmail.com. And we sure would love to hear from you. If you'd like to be a sponsor and you're listening to this on Anchor, don't forget anchor.fm. That is our home and that's where we are located. But you can find us on all platforms. You can find us on Apple. You can find us on Google. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us everywhere. But if you'd like to sponsor the show and help us out, we sure would appreciate it. A little bit goes a long ways with all the stuff that we do. Anyway, we're going to talk about adventure bikes, and not just adventure bikes. We're going to talk about that new one that just came out. And I know that a lot of people were kind of skeptical, and not too sure exactly how that bike was going to turn out. And I'll tell you what, we're going to dig into it. I'm going to kind of give you my positives and my negatives of this motorcycle. And without further passing along too much just gabby, the Harley HD, or the Pan America, just released by Harley Davidson. And they are basically, they're back in the game. But if you listen to their press conference or their press release or any of that type of stuff, they basically said they never were out of the game. I've been doing this for quite some time. And I know that Harley's been around a really, really long time. Harley Davidson is, you know, they're synonymous with, you know, bikers and all that stuff. And I know that they made, you know, dirt bikes and things like that back in the day. But saying that they never left, I'm kind of with some of these other guys that have basically put their two cents in and basically said, you know what? It's been a long time. You can't sit there and be out of the dirt side of it for, say, 20 plus years and then say you never really were out of it. But anyway, on to the Pan America or the Harley Davidson HD motorcycle. Overall, as far as adventure motorcycles go, if you don't know much about it, Harley made an announcement about a year ago that they were going to be bringing that Pan America to the market. And I was pretty skeptical, and I was a little, I don't want to say I was like really hard on them, but I will say that I was a little, I wasn't 100% on board with that bike, because I just, for the life of me, I don't really think of Harley Davidson as a dual sport or an adventure type motorcycle. But with the Pan America, when it came out, just looking at the pictures and things like that, it is a adventure motorcycle per se. You can look it up on Google if you want, if you, since this is a podcast, we can't see any pictures or anything like that, but it is, and we did a video on it, but my thing is, it's really, really, with no joke, it's big. It's a big motorcycle. And Harley, when I hear the word Harley Davidson, I don't think light. That's one of my first observations that, or the first things that I picked up on whenever the bike was released and the actual true weight came out. The thing's like 550 pounds. So I'm not going to lie to you. If you lay that bike over with fuel and any gear on it, good luck. You better have a buddy with you. The odds are you're not going to get it up. It's not really that skinny either. And there's not a whole lot of protection around that engine area as well. So if you go and look at it, really dig into the newer, not the pre-production, the actual production model that's out there. And you can see it. There's really not a whole lot of protection on it. The other thing that I didn't really care for too much is the clearance of the motorcycle. There's not a lot of clearance on that bike. I'd be shocked that bike has more than 8-9 inches at best, you know. So, you know, that's really about the only thing overall that I just didn't totally care for on that motorcycle. Now, what do I like about it? And I got one more thing that I don't care for. I'll do it at the very end of the podcast. And it's really the biggest thing that I didn't like about the bike overall. But what did I like about the bike? I think the look is kind of cool. I think Harley, you know, for them, I really think they stepped up their game and they kind of got out there. They didn't copy everybody. That's what I like about it. Suzuki copied BMW. Everybody copies BMW from the Adventure Series types bikes, sort of one way or another, or KTM. Those are your two most dominant adventure motorcycles that are out there. So if you're in the market for one, more than likely those are the two that are going to pop out at you. Now Honda, you know, with the ATs or the Africa Twins, those are really nice. You got the Ducati, like the Multistrada and things like that, which are really nice. But I really thought Harley did a great job. They really made it their own. It doesn't look really like any other adventure motorcycle that's out there, in my personal opinion. I really thought that they made it their own. All the way from the front, from the headlight. The headlight is a little weird for me in the front end, but the digital display, I thought they did a great job. I thought they nailed it with all the LED and the little gadgety type stuff that's behind the windscreen. I thought it was really pretty cool. I thought they did a great job. The windscreen's nice. Screen is nice. You know, it's adjustable, which is really super cool. The tire size, it's pretty much tomato tomato. It's all going to be the same as far as, you know, all of your big bikes. You know, you're going to have a 19-inch front, and then you're going to have, you know, a 17 inch rear is pretty much the standard for those, unless you want to jump into that KTM realm. And then that's the KTM versus all the other guys. There's KTM is a dirt oriented manufacturer. They believe in it. Their slogan, ready to race, make no mistake. If you can't compare any of the adventure bikes to any type of off-road, and we're going to talk about off-road here in just a second. KTM is the king. Nobody's better than them. They dominate. They destroy. They're the best. I don't care what anyone says. I'll go to the mat with you on that one. KTM is just fantastic, and that's their pedigree, and that's what they do, and that's their R&D, and that's how they do it. But this is not about KTM, but Harley, like I said, I think they did a real good job on the look of the bike, personally, and I can't wait, and I hope that Harley will build on this and keep this going, because I would really like to see how Harley can evolve from what they've got right now, and hopefully Harley can maybe make a sub 1200 cc engine and maybe get down to the 800 area and maybe make a little bit lighter of a bike and see what they can do there. They may never do it, but I think it would be really fantastic if they would do something like that. I would be super, super interested in what Harley could build on this bike right here. Now, like I said, the weight of it is about 550 and change. Now it does, it's got a monster of an engine. You know, it's pumping out 150 horsepower plus, and it's going to propel that bike just fine. And you go watch the videos of, you know, the release of the bike and all that stuff, and you're seeing the fishtailing and the drifting and the jumping and all that stuff. I think that's great, but I really think that's totally misleading for everybody that's out there. You know, they get these professional riders and they push these bikes to the extreme, you know, like Chris Birch and just those guys in general. And these guys are the best riders in the world. And, I don't care. You want to believe that you can do that. You're never going to do that. And it looks fantastic. They don't show you when they dump these bikes. It didn't go perfect. Everything's perfect because it's a video and it was shot. But they didn't make that video in one take. That was done in multiple takes. And trust me, it didn't go perfect. And these guys are professional riders. And if you could see all the outtakes of, you know, when that bike failed and whatever, you'd be shocked. And the thing is I know that they're going to have guys help getting those bikes up, because of the amount of fuel that's on that bike. It's going to be pushing that bike just under 600 pounds. That thing is going to be a beast. It's a monster. It's heavy. On the road, I bet it's going to be amazing. off-road, that's really going to be the telltale. And we won't really know until some of the sales get out there and we actually get some people that buy some of these Pan Americas and get them out there and really just kind of take them off-road. Now, I'm a big believer and I'm a firm backer in adventure motorcycling because I've done it for years and I've had it from the 500 pound bikes all the way down to my KTM 690 right now that, you know, only weighs about 330 pounds, so that's a shaving of about 200 pounds. So I don't know about you, but put 200 pounds on your shoulder and run up a hill, tell me how that works out, and then take that 200 pounds off and then run up that hill and tell me how it works out. It's night and day and how everything handles. Off-road is a telltale sign of whether a bike's capable or not capable. But you know, you see all these guys with these gigantic bikes and they're trying to log hop. I've been to little adventure rallies and stuff like that, and it just cracks me up. I see these guys on these 1200s and the 800s and all these big bikes, and they're trying to log hop and they're trying to do all the stuff Chris Birch and all these amazing guys do, and they crash almost every single time. And to me, I don't get it. I really, really, truly don't get it with the bigger bikes, why you would want to do that. Now, that's a separate podcast. I really want to talk about that and dig in, and hopefully maybe you'll email me 690adv@gmail.com and let me know if that would be interesting for you to talk about these big bikes and what it's truly like to take these bikes out off the beaten path and into some real stuff and not just a dirt road or a gravel road. We're talking, you know, Jeep passes and stuff like that in Colorado. And what it really truly is like, because YouTube does not do any of that justice. And with that being said, with the Harley and that Pan America, you know, you're pushing 550, almost 600 pounds. Now let's go ahead and throw on some luggage. Let's just say hard luggage, because that's probably what most people want to do to give it that look. You know, everybody wants that Ewan McGregor and Charlie Borman long way around. Everybody wants to feel like they're this big giant adventurer and they're going around the world. They love all the dirt on their body and all this type of stuff. And I get it, because I've been there and I've done that, and I've got, you know, 50 plus thousand miles, you know, in adventure traveling, you know, and I've got buddies that got way more than me. But I'm just saying, that bike right there with the size of it, I really want to know how that thing handles off-road. And you're not going to get to test ride one and take it off-road. That's not going to happen, and they're not going to let you. And the reason why they're not going to let you, because the base price, $20,000. Choke on that one. That, just to let you know, is my other problem with the motorcycle. And I'm sure it's going to be very similar to BMW and KTM. It's very misleading when you go into these dealerships and you go in and they're like, yeah, it's $20,000. And then you get the base model and then you want all these extras that make that bike what it really should be. Then you tack on another $1,000, $2,000, sometimes even $3,000. I know when I bought my BMW F800 GSA, the Adventure Series bike, it started out, it was $14,000 and change. And then when it was all said and done and I got it in my garage, I was sitting just under $17,000. So, you know, it's never what you think, because they give you the pitch, you know, you want heated grips, and then do you want these crash guards, and do you want the pannier boxes, and it just adds up. It really does get super expensive. So, you know, when you get that done and you are, you know, all said and done, let's say starts at $20,000 or $22,000, do you really want to take a $22,000 motorcycle off-road and beat it up? Now, you get some guys that, man, they're diehard and they don't care, because money really doesn't matter to them and they don't care one way or another. But to me, it's like, you know, I don't buy a bike to beat it up. I buy a bike is a tool for me, and that tool, it allows me to do what I want to do. It's got to perform and it's got to do a job for me, for what I want to do, to get my enjoyment level. So that's really where you got to dig in. And will this Harley Davidson, will it give it to you? It's big, it's heavy, it's expensive. You know, we don't really know much about Harley Davidson and the adventure side and the off-road, you know. And then not only that, Here's the next biggest question. It's their first one, and I don't even know how long. I'm a 50-year-old man, and I can't remember the last time Harley had a dirt bike or any type of dirt-oriented type of machine that would actually go off-road. Now, granted, this new motor looks really great, but here's the question. Reliability. Is it reliable? You know, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of Harley guys that are out there, and they're probably going to sit there and say, hey, you know what, 690, you know, you're crazy. Harley is great, and Harley's this and Harley. Look, I'm not, don't take me as I'm bashing Harley Davidson. What I'm saying is, you know, it's hard for me to buy, you know, into Harley Davidson telling me that we never left, you know, the game. We're just coming out with a bike now to show you blah, 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 blah. Here's the deal. Like I said, you've got nothing before this Pan America, and it's a brand new engine, brand new chassis, brand new everything, and I don't know. I really do hope that the Harley Davidson Pan America does a very good job. I really do. Because I think it's great. It's good competition for all manufacturers that are out there. You know, but make no mistake, people took note. And let me tell you why people took note. Because just shortly after the Pan America came out, what did KTM do? The 1290 Super Adventure. And that bike is nothing short of wow. And already know who the rider is that's going to test that bike and it's going to shoot the filmage. It's Chris Birch. He does it for pretty much all of the KTM. And, he's rock hopping. He's doing it. You're never going to do that. Now, it's going to take the right rider to make that bike do what it needs to do. But you're not even going to do that on a Harley HD. It's not going to happen. And you're talking, it's a difference of almost probably 100 pounds between the two bikes. There's going to be more horsepower. The KTM, just all around off-road, is just far more superior than the Harley, but I don't think that's what Harley was going for. I think Harley really, truly wanted a nice, visual, street-cruising, adventure-style bike that will do some of that really fun off-road. Not technical. I think guys will try to put that bike in the technical, but I don't think that that was their intent. I think they tried to put enough into that bike to allow it to do some technical stuff. But these bikes, they're really not made for it. If you want to do technical off-road on a big adventure bike, which I think personally, I'll just be honest with you, I think is stupid, go get a KTM. They're the best. They're the lightest. They're set up for it, and that's what KTM is. That's their pedigree. That's what they are. That's who they are. They're ready to race, and they are second to nobody when it comes to the off-road. But I think that Harley on the road would probably be a way better bike for road travel than that 1290 Super Adventure. But make no mistake, it just goes to show you that KTM took note of that Pan America, and they released their footage and their 1290 Super Adventure just shortly after it, because they didn't want Harley to steal the show for the new bikes that are coming out. They wanted to make sure that they got their 2 cents in for their new bike that's being released as well. So kudos to Harley Davidson. I just think reliability is going to be a real big deal for them. And like I said, if you're catching this and you can comment or something like that, tell me what you think about the Harley thing. I really do think it's pretty cool overall. I think that I don't think I would own one, and it's not because it's a Harley Davidson. I just don't think I would own one because it's just too big. It's just too big of a bike. I mean, I've been down that road, and, you know, my heart really is when I travel. You know, we were set up for a 10-day travel before COVID hit, and that shut it all down, you know, but we're working on some trips right now, and we're going to get some video footage, and I got tons of video footage that I'm going to try to get up onto YouTube to of some past adventures and stuff that we've done that's just super fun and super amazing, and show you some of the great places that we've been to, and then show you some of the travels of what it took to get to those places. You know, you can do it on these bigger bikes, but man, I'll tell you what, it's a job. It's pretty much a whooping to make that happen. So, Yeah, kudos to Harley Davidson, and I think it's really cool. And I'm not a basher of any bike. You know, I get a lot of guys that chime in on the YouTube side, and they're just know-it-alls. It doesn't matter what you say or what you do; they know more than you. They know more than anybody that you know, and they know everything. And it doesn't matter what bike you have. They have a bike that's different than yours and it's better than yours, or your bike's a piece of crap because of this. And I don't roll that way. That's not how I ride. You know, I'm all about everybody. I like to chat and I like to talk to people. You can run up on me on the street and, man, I'll tell you what, I'll sit down and, you know, go get a Starbucks or something if that's what you want to do. I don't really care. Sit down, shoot the breeze, you know, go eat a burger or something like that. Man, I'm chill, relaxed. That's just who I am. But, yeah, Harley, I wish them the best, and I can't wait to see what comes from them in the future, because I think this is just the start for them, and I think it'll be really cool for them, and I think this is there to get their feet wet. I know they want to say that they never left, but I really think this is a big deal for them to see where they actually stand in the adventure world, because there's a lot of players out there. And you're going to find out real fast, and you're going to either get a thumbs up or a thumbs down, or you're not going to get anything. And no news is bad news. So hopefully we will get some really good information from these Harley Davidson Pan Americas, and we'll find out if they're any good or if they're on the right track. And I don't expect them to hit a home run with this bike. I expect them to, you know, if they can pull a 75 or an 80% happy, you know, level for riders, I think that's a huge success. And then I'll give them, firepower for their successor, you know, or the next bike that they build. So anyway, what do you think about the Harley? Don't forget, you can hit me up, you know, 690ADV@gmail.com. Don't forget, if you want to be a sponsor, don't forget about our Amazon affiliates page. Amazon.com/shop/690ADV. Even if there's not anything that you like in there, if you just click through our link and you got some other stuff that you need to buy, we get a little nugget from that, and we really do appreciate it on anything that's due. But if you need some cool stuff, we got some really neat stuff in our shop that's on Amazon. We've already done all the research, and it's about as cheap as you're going to get. And don't forget about our YouTube page, youtube.com/690ADV. And don't forget Anchor FM. That is the home of the 690ADV, or the radio 690ADV. And we totally appreciate you. And we'll see you on our next podcast. Get out, ride, be safe. And yeah, 690 out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.